This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800, and rescuers race against time to find survivors. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Near the epicenter of Morocco's deadly earthquake, devastating loss is coming into focus. Brahim Ait Nasser's seven-year-old son, Suleiman, was sleeping when the 6.8 magnitude quake struck.
There were guests here at my house, and I told my wife to take him to his room to sleep. And she took him to this room. As she came back outside, the earthquake happened, and the ceilings were destroyed, and they fell on him.
Despite so much loss, Brahim says he plans to rebuild here and is just grateful for the memories he has of his son.
The U.S. has made a deal with Iran to swap prisoners.
The Biden administration cleared the way for Iran to release five American citizens detained there. The president issued a blanket waiver for international banks to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian money from South Korea to Qatar without fear of U.S. sanctions. As part of the deal, five Iranian citizens held in the U.S. will be released. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed off on the deal late last week, but Congress was just notified of the decision. The president is likely to face criticism from Republicans that the deal will boost the Iranian economy at a time when Iran poses a growing threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The head of one of Libya's rival governments says flooding that swept through the eastern parts of the North African nation has left as many as 2,000 people feared dead. The destruction appears greatest in the city of Adirne, although hundreds of people have been rescued. Communities formerly held by Islamic extremists in the chaos that has gripped Libya for years. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia ahead of an expected meeting with President Vladimir Putin that has sparked Western concerns about a potential arms deal for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Kim was joined on his trip by his top military officials handling his nuclear-capable weapons and munitions factories. South Korea's military assessed that Kim's train crossed into Russia early Tuesday. On this issue, reporters asked State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller if the U.S. sanctions on Russia are working.
I will actually say, with respect to our overall sanctions, I think the fact that Russia is having to beg North Korea for military support speaks to the effectiveness of our sanctions and our export controls, that they have been denied the technology they need and the raw materials they need to fund to sustain this war effort.
A Kremlin official was quoted in Russia media as saying a meeting would take place after a forum Putin is attending. That concludes Wednesday. The officials traveling with him may hint at what Kim might seek from Putin and what he would be willing to give. An Air Force official says the military may rethink the wording of its contract with private companies after Elon Musk denied Ukraine access to satellite information. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A new biography from tech wizard and SpaceX owner Elon Musk reveals that Ukraine's leaders asked him last year for Starlink satellite support to allow them to attack Russian naval vessels in Crimea. Musk said he refused. He was afraid that could trigger a retaliatory nuclear attack from Russia. Now, the top civilian leader of the Air Force, Frank Kendall, says the military may need to be more explicit in future defense contracts. He says if the Pentagon's going to rely on commercial systems for operational use, they need assurances those systems will be available, even for war. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Rainstorms battered southern China have killed at least seven people and allowed dozens of crocodiles to escape from a farm. Nearby residents were advised to stay home after more than 70 crocodiles reportedly escaped in the city of Maoming. The president of Chile issued a fervent defense of democracy on Monday. It was the 50th anniversary of the coup led by General Augusto Pinochet, a coup that ushered in a brutal military dictatorship for almost two decades. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.